This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 97. For Thursday, October 10th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed on Thursday morning amidst quiet trade activity. Markets are waiting for the supply-demand report from the USDA, which will be released at 11 a.m. The November contract was up 60 cents at $463.90, and January was up 20 cents at $472. Snow has moved across the prairies, stalling harvest activity and leaving a large percentage of the canola crop on the fields. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies remains significantly behind schedule. About 71% of Manitoba's harvest is complete, which compares to the three-year average of 85%. In particular, canola is 79% harvested, which is off the three-year average by nearly 10%. The quality of unharvested canola is decreasing due to the amount of moisture the crops have received. The Canadian dollar hovered around 75 U.S. cents on Thursday morning, which provided support for canola values. Soybeans and soy oil on the Chicago Board of Trade were slightly higher, tempering further losses for canola. Last week, net sales of about 2 million tons of soybeans were made primarily by China. Soybean cake and meal sales of approximately 365,000 tons were made mostly to Mexico. Trade negotiations are currently underway between the United States and China. There are conflicting reports of how the talks are going, but if a trade deal is not reached by October 15th, the U.S. is scheduled to increase tariffs on some Chinese goods. Earlier this week, the U.S. blacklisted several Chinese companies from doing business in the U.S. Soybeans in Chicago were slightly higher at the start of trade, with the November contract up 2 cents at $9.25 per bushel. Corn futures were slightly lower this morning. The corn harvest is 15% complete, which is significantly behind the four-year average of 27% complete. Corn sales of approximately 285,000 tons of corn were made primarily by Colombia. The corn yield is estimated to be around 167.5 bushels per acre. The U.S. 2019-2020 corn carryout is estimated at 1.784 billion bushels. The December corn contract was down a cent at $3.93 per bushel. Wheat futures were mostly higher on Tuesday morning. Wheat sales totaled around 522,000 metric tons last week, which was up by 59% from the previous week. The December contract in Chicago was up a fraction of a cent at $5.01 per bushel. Kansas City December wheat was up a cent at $5.12 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat was up 4 cents in the December contract at $5.45 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 10th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.